occur, then game over. You don't even have a shot. So just could have thrown, put the ball in a better spot.
For the average fan, I mean, they're looking at the clock, they say 15 seconds left. I mean, what are your options? I mean, it sounded like Tom was saying there's no way we could have gotten off a play. And
I mean, it's you know, it's risky, and you know, it all, you know, it all depends on what defense they're playing, and you never know. You know, you can try to get obviously something to the sidelines. They would probably take that away. They're not gonna, you know, they're gonna play some sort of you know, probably a two-man technique where you know, it's gonna be tough to hit anything in the sidelines, and they're probably tackling inbounds, and then it's just. You know, you can say, well, you know, if you throw a little 5 or 6 yard pass, you know, you could spike it, but you just don't know if that's available, and you don't know, you know, what's going to happen. But so, you know, maybe, you know, there's a lot of maybes in that situation. I think, you know, if you run another play, you risk, you know, the possibility of you know, not having an opportunity to kick a field goal and win the game.
Do you have a run option at all? Excuse me, on the play to Ramsey's, or was that totally a pass play? No matter what.
That was a pass. Yeah, it was a pass play called, and you know, you try to get closer. You know, we're at the 26. It's not, you know, usually when we do 2 minute drives and practice, if we need a field goal, we say, you know, to get around the 17 yard line. Obviously, if you're the 25, 24, hey, you know, and clock's running out, you understand those circumstances, but we talk about getting to the 17, or you know, we always think try to get as close as possible. And if you can score a touchdown, you try to score a touchdown. You know, that's the mentality that we have. We, you know, you see a lot of teams get to the 30 yard line, then all of a sudden get conservative, and then you got to kick a 48 yarder. You know, those aren't guaranteed as well. And so you want to get as close as possible, to try to ensure the win.
That's sort of been the offensive philosophy here ever since you've been here. I mean, there's obvious risks, but you guys have always been sort of comfortable with those risks, right?
Yeah, we have confidence in our guys and our receivers and our offense line that we're going to be able to make plays. And you know, if it was you know, a circumstance where you know, they were playing two safeties high and we had a chance to run the ball, maybe we would. But they weren't. They had a safety down. You know, right in the box, it was going to be tough to run the ball. You know, you might get a yard or two, but you know, it would be, you know, tough to get more than that unless someone breaks a tackle. And you know, that was the call, that was the play. We just didn't execute as well as we needed to.
Eli, this situation, you and your offense has been as successful like Mariano Rivera. I mean, like blowing a save, it doesn't happen for you not to pull this thing off. As you get up this morning, think about it. Does it almost be unbelievable to you because you've done it so many, like hundreds of times, it seems?
Yeah, well, that's why you don't always want to be in those situations. You know, we have great confidence. I thought we fought hard. I thought we made some outstanding plays to get in position to win the game. And you know, obviously we had a mistake. We had a bad play occur that hurt us, and you know, that's football. That's, you know, that's part of it. Things like that, you know, they happen, and you learn from it, and you move on, and yeah, it hurts because, you know, we've been good at those situations, and it hurts especially more when you know you're kind of, hey, we were in position to win the game. We were close enough in Lawrence's field goal range. And then all of a sudden we weren't, and you know, that's what's frustrating.
Eli, do you worry about the early poll that your team has dug, you know, in the division, things like that?
No. I mean, we're 2-2 right now. You know, it's not the ideal situation, but you know, you could be a lot worse. And hey, Philadelphia is 3-1. Yeah, that's, you know, we're not far out. There's a lot of football to be played. We still got a, you know, four more divisional games. You know, it's a lot of football left, and hey, we got to worry about Cleveland and get back to winning. And you know, there's no point getting down now. You know, everybody knows that, you know, we're gonna see Philadelphia again the last game of the regular season. You know, I have a feeling, you know, that's gonna be a big game for us.
Earlier this year, going into the season, you said we can't afford to be 9-7. We've got to be more consistent. Are you seeing that consistency, or are you still searching for it?
You know, I think no. You know, we can be better. I think a couple first halves we haven't been real strong. I think in the second half of of the four games we've played, we really played pretty well. Philadelphia, I thought, you know, we moved the ball, we had opportunities, had, you know, a tough turnover in the red zone one time by me, but all the other times we had the ball, you know, we moved the ball pretty well, had a couple of good drives, getting touchdowns, getting in range to kick a field goal and those type of things. Dallas was kind of the same way. Fought hard at the very end. So, you know, still like the way our team, in the two games we've lost, we gave ourselves opportunities. We fought back and scored and you know, got the game into the fourth quarter. And that's what you want. You want to have a shot. You want to have a chance to win games at the end. I think in our past, we've won a lot of those games, and we have confidence we're going to continue to win those close games. Obviously, it didn't happen yesterday, but we still, you know, thought we did a lot of the things that are a necessity to win those type of games. We went out there and did a lot of them, but we just didn't quite do it well enough.